Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the land of Karbala and the martyrs who were buried there. As you know, we are in the blessed month of Muharram, and the month of Muharram, as you know, is the month in which the third Imam of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, was martyred along with his faithful companions and some of his family members on the plain of Karbala when they battled the army of the oppressive tyrant Yazid ibn Muawiyah alayhim al-la'na. And here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners and audience in this very sad month and this most solemn occasion. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam says the following. Once Imam Ali alayhi salam passed by this land, the land of Karbala, with some of his soldiers and his companions. And when he reached there, he stopped and he said the following. Here, meaning pointing to the land of Karbala, here is the place where the lovers of God and the martyrs will be buried. Then he said, these are martyrs whose position and whose stature no martyr before them or after them will ever attain. Alluding to the fact that the martyrs in the shuhada, the martyrs of Karbala, their stature amongst the other martyrs and shuhada is the greatest. This indicates, you know, and this and actually it's kind of been echoed in another hadith. In one hadith, Imam Hussein alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, no one was given companions as faithful as me. It's also interesting to know that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he addressing the land of Karbala and the dust of this land, he said, O dust, what a beautiful scent is coming from you. On the day of resurrection, a nation will come out from you, you know, will be resurrected from you. Who will enter paradise without any calculation, without any reckoning? La yuhsharanna minka qawmun yadkhuluna al-jannata bighayri hisab. Again, alluding to the martyrs of Karbala and obviously Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And this kind of attests to their stature with God Almighty. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the land of Karbala and the virtues of the martyrs who are buried there in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.